That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Friends, I remember about 6 months ago, everybody, including myself, was wishing for summer. Well, we certainly got our wish and lots of it. But there's one thing about the good old summertime that can be very annoying, and that's the headache and acid indigestion that often goes with extreme hot weather. But during these hot days, just remember the Alka-Seltzer hot weather treatment, and here it is. First, eat light, easily digested food. Second, take more salt than usual with your meals. And third, for the headache and acid stomach upset that may make you more miserable on a hot summer day, take Alka-Seltzer. Just drop an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water, let it fizz, and then drink the sparkling effervescent solution it makes. You see, because Alka-Seltzer is completely dissolved when you take it, it's ready to go right to work to bring you welcome relief from headache and acid indigestion. So friends, on the hot summer days, remember your Alka-Seltzer. Better check your supply of Alka-Seltzer now, and when you go to your druggist, buy two packages instead of one. Remember, an extra package on the side keeps a home well supplied. All drugstores have Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, after divulging the secret terms of the Donnelly will to Constable Ben Withers, Lum and Abner were quickly let out of jail. And today, Abner has taken the gypsy horse, which turned out to be a stolen horse, to the sheriff at the county seat. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the John and Down store talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, no, I can't tell you for sure yet, Bernie. Abner ain't back from the county seat yet. Why, he went in there to take a stolen horse back to the sheriff. No, Abner never stole it. He swapped for it. I swapped for it. Yeah, that's what they had us in jail for, but they let us out last night. Yeah. Well, I'm sure he'll okay the deal all right. Yeah. Well, I'll call you after he gets back if you want me to. All right, Bernie. Goodbye. Wait a minute. Here he is now. Hello? Hello? Oh, well, he hung up.
Who was that, Mom?
That was Bernie Masters. I've been making a deal with him for you.
Oh?
How'd you make out with the sheriff?
Oh, all right. Grandpappy Spears is pretty tired after that slow trip to the county seat with the horse, so I got to do most of the talking, thank goodness.
Yeah, well, that must have helped.
Yeah.
I was feared that Grandpap would talk you into some more trouble of some kind.
No, everything went along good.
Well, fine. Was the horse the same one that was stolen from the feller in Dallas?
Yeah, same one. According to the sheriff, it was. He was going to telegraph the feller and tell him that they got his horse back.
Well, you know, that worked out pretty good after all.
Huh?
When I got the horse from the gypsies, I swapped him a whole batch of your belongings, and now you got your other horse, too, so you're getting ahead now.
Yeah.
Or getting behind, whichever way you want to call it.
Yeah, if I can keep that up, I might still get myself broke by September the 1st.
Oh, yeah, you just let me keep on handling things for you, and I'll guarantee you will.
Well, good for me. Hooray.
That deal I was making with Bernie Masters just now on the phone ain't such a bad one.
It ain't. What is it?
Well, it's sort of a three-cornered deal, you might say.
Three-cornered? I don't want no three-cornered nothing.
Well, let me explain it to you. First, I'm trading your folding bed and your cream separator to Bernie for a pair of Belgium hair rabbits.
Oh, no. Stop right there. I don't want no rabbits. Recollect, I traded for some of them once before, and the first thing I knowed, I had about 100 of them.
Well, wait till you hear the rest of this.
I don't want no rabbits.
Well, wait. You ain't going to keep them.
I'll say I ain't.
I'm working on a deal to where you trade the rabbits to Willis Abernathy for a couple of pigeons.
Pigeons?
Yeah, they're homers.
Thought you said they's Willis's.
They are. They're Willis's homers.
Huh?
Ain't you never heard of Homer pigeons?
No, I've heard of Donald Duck and Porky Pig.
And the Homer pigeons is pigeons that when you turn them loose, they fly back home. That's why they call them that.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I know that. Why didn't you say that's what you was talking about?
Well, I told you about 1,000 or 100... Never mind. The reason I figured that'd be a good deal for you was because I knowed after you got them, they'd fly right back to Willis's place.
Yeah, sure they will. I know you, that would be a good deal.
Yeah, I figured it would be.
Yes, sir. I believe I'll try to work out a deal like that.
Well, I've done worked it. All you have to do is just call Bernie and the deal's on.
Oh, well, here, let me get the calling man. What's his ring over there, do you know?
Oh, let's see. Two shorts.
Oh,
and...
I think I know it. I know it, yes.
I don't recollect just what it is. Starts with two shorts, I know that.
Yeah, well, I know this is it. I'll get him. Don't worry about that at all. Hello, Bernie. This... Cedric? What are you doing over at Bernie's house? Home? Oh, well, I must have given the wrong ring. I'm sorry, Cedric. No, I never warned you for nothing. Just forget it. Goodbye.
No, don't start with two shorts after all. What's the matter with me anyway?
Well, we ought to have it wrote down here somewhere. Let me look on this place here.
Hello?
Oh, well, howdy, Ben. Say, do you happen to know what Bernie Masters' ring is?
Yes.
Well, what is it?
How's that?
Oh, never mind. I'll find it here somewhere.
How are you, Lob?
Oh, I'm pretty good, Ben. How's yourself?
Fine. Nice to be out of jail, I imagine.
Yeah, it is.
How'd you make out with the horse, Abner?
Huh? Well, we got shut of it all right. The sheriff's taking it off our hands.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Was he going to take steps to return it to the rightful owner?
Yeah, he sent a telegram to him.
Well, that's fine. That'll be a nice reunion. It's always nice when a man gets his horse back.
Yeah. Hey, Dogus, what's the matter with your face, Ben?
What do you mean?
Well, it's all streaky there. Wait a minute. Let me take a look at that.
I've been looking out of the cell bars. Maybe I got sunburned.
Dogus, that's what happened. You got a striped suntan that you sure to wear from sitting in that winter down there at the jail. Look at him, Lum. It looks like a chip.
All them shatters off of that harness hanging in the window there.
Turn around this way, Ben.
Yeah. You did look funny there for a minute.
Turn back. I believe you look better with the shatters on.
I told you about Simley Aronson and his horse.
Yes, too many times.
My lady resident.
Yeah, I know that. I don't want to hear no more about him or his horse, Alfred.
Right. Did the sheriff treat you all right, Abner?
Oh, yeah. He treated me pretty good.
Nice fellow, that sheriff.
I'd
like to meet him sometime.
Don't you know him?
Fine. Who are you calling, Abner?
Oh, I'm just calling Mamie to ask her what Bernie's ring is over there. I can't find it. Wait a minute. She's busy talking to somebody else. Dogie, she gets on that telephone and talks by the hour. Well, Dogie, there's Cedric coming in. I just got done talking to her.
Here I am, Mr. Abner.
For the land's sake, Cedric, how'd you get over here so fast?
Oh, I just run as fast as I could.
Well, you must have.
Yeah. What you wanted with me?
I don't want nothing with you, Cedric.
Right, young boy, Cedric.
But you called me on the phone.
I know I did, Cedric, but I
hope it don't take too long, because I promised Barrel Age Crockett I'd go swimming down Briar Creek with
him.
Well,
now, just a minute. Sit down and get your breath, Cedric.
Take it easy, Cedric.
As far as going swimming, you can go right now, Cedric.
Well, I don't want to go till you call me and tell me what it is you want me on the phone for.
Cedric, I was just trying to call Bernie Masters.
Well, he went over at my house.
I know it, Cedric.
Abner, it seems only fair to me that if you call Cedric over here, the least you can do is tell him what the reason is.
Well, look, Ben.
Cedric's just a boy, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And if we ever expect the younger generation to have confidence in us, we've got to play square with them.
Well, I'm playing square with
them. Ben, I think I can explain this.
Yes?
Well, what is it you want with me, Mr. Abner? I'm willing to do anything in the world to help you out. You know that.
Cedric.
I am your friend.
I know it, Cedric, but I don't need no help.
Don't hold anything back.
Look, Ben, Abner was trying to call Bernie Masters.
Well, do you think that's fair?
Fair?
First he calls Cedric, and then quick as Cedric's back is turned, he calls Bernie Masters.
Ben, you don't get the idea at all.
Oh, don't I? Cedric, let's hear your side of this story.
Mom?
Go on, speak right up. We'll just make this an open forum, a court of appeals.
Uh-oh, back in court again.
Let every man have a chance to speak his piece. Go on, state your grievance.
Mom?
Feel free to say anything that's on your mind. What is your problem, son?
Oh, I ain't got no problem, I don't think.
You know, like two and two is four.
Look, Ben, you've got this all wrong.
You'll have your chance to speak your piece, Lum. It's Cedric's turn now. Stand right up there, Cedric. Go ahead.
Pick my piece, huh?
Absolutely.
Quit looking down at your feet and twisting and squirming like he's being pestered by a wasp, Cedric.
Now's the time to get these things said.
Well, all right. I just hope I can recollect it good.
Go ahead, my son.
Oh, let's see now. Oh, yeah.
I want you to hear this, Abner.
I want to hear it, too.
Roses are red and violets are...
How's that?
I never can recollect that piece.
Yes, you can, Cedric. Keep going. What are violets?
Oh, they're flowers.
Yeah, but what color are they?
Purple.
Well, yeah, sort of.
Roses are red and violets are purple.
Cedric, I don't think you quite get the idea.
Purple, purple, gurkle, surple, murple.
Cedric.
Oh, my pancakes, I like surple. I just made that up.
Yeah.
I don't think it's in the poem at all.
Well, it's pretty good, Cedric. Ben, you want Cedric to speak another piece?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure what's going on here.
Well, Ben, I hope you realize now that Abner never called Cedric over here at all. It was just a mistake. and Cedric got the wrong knife.
Was that our ring, Lum?
I don't know, Abner. It might have been.
I believe it was.
Maybe it's Bernie Masters.
Oh, well, I better get it. I'll talk to him here. Get this straightened out. Hello, jot him down, store. Huh? Why, yes, he's here. Who? Oh, just a minute, sir. Yes, sir. That's for you, Ben. The sheriff.
The sheriff?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Nice fella.
What's up now?
No telling, no telling.
Hello, Sheriff. This is Constable Withers.
Scares me to death. Here.
How's that? Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. I see. Would you repeat that, Sheriff?
Goodness, I wonder what's happened now.
No telling, no telling.
Uh-huh. Well, fine. I'll see that Mr. Peabody reports to your office first thing in the morning.
Uh-oh.
All right. Much obliged for calling, Sheriff. Good boy.
What went wrong, Ben?
Abner, the sheriff got a wire back from a man in Dallas who owns the horse.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And he's given you a $250 reward.
Well, will Abner's good luck or bad luck never cease? Now, how's he going to get rid of that $250?